This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And those of you just joining us, good morning, welcome. Starting to lighten up out there. Had a good drenching rain yesterday. Lots of it was morning, but then we had that crazy weather at night in the area. I did not expect thunderstorms and thunder and lightning. Man, it was crazy. I actually even saw a photo of lightning in New York City, right? Showing a photo of lightning basically striking it's the One World Trade Center at this point now. The tower, just crazy, insane. If you get a chance to take a look at it, it was wow. Just the lightning, just all over. Pretty crazy stuff. Anyways, you know, hopefully, you guys knew about it and weren't surprised like I was. I tell you, I was just sitting watching TV, and all of a sudden I'm seeing lightning, and then you just hear the thunder, and you're like, all right, well, good thing everything's shut down. It's early. We're not having windows open, all those types of things. Not used to it, right? This time of year, you're not thinking thunderstorms in April. Anyways, that should be good for now. We're looking the rest of the week, a couple days during the week, maybe 3 days, actually, good amount of rain. Temperatures on Thursday, 72. We'll see how it sticks around. But the temperatures are warming up, which means soil temperatures are warming up. Our grass is starting to wake up. Our plants are starting to wake up. You know, we've already seen a lot of our plants start to wake up when it comes to, you know, some of our bulbs are popping up, some of our perennials, etc. But there, we're going to start seeing our shrubs, our trees really start to wake up. Your forsythia will start to bloom. We'll start getting those plants that you weren't seeing anything from to the point where now there will be something, right? So keep it in mind, it's getting there. We're close. You should be seeing some, you know, some of the trees and some of the trees start to form their buds, right? Your maples, your oaks, etc., just starting to pop buds. Those should be happening very soon if they haven't already. So keep that in mind. Keep an eye out for that because it's that time of the year. What does the weather start to bring? Sometimes, you know, it brings insects out. You know, we haven't really had a bad breakout on these in the past few years, but winter moth, right? winter moth starts popping out early in the season when the leaves are just starting to form. Now, I don't think they're really going to do much for us. They have probably 2 to 3 years at this point where they haven't been as intense. We've had a little bit colder winters here and there that when they start to warm up this time of year, we'll get hit by a frost and we'll actually do some damage to those insects, which is a good thing for us because we don't want them decimating our trees, right? Anyways, you know, those are some of the ones that are popping up. Those are the ones that we're starting to see soon. Now, when it comes to weed control, right? Weeds, like the, are starting to see, you'll start to see some of them. You might see some clover, you might see some of those things popping up in the yard that you didn't put there. So you're saying, I want to get rid of. We're not ready yet, right? We need temperatures above 45 degrees minimum to be able to spray any of those products, right? Now, weed killers need 55, 60 degrees, and I'd say it's closer to 60 degrees, honestly, to start to germinate, start to really grow and get active. And a lot of the weed controls need to be over 65 degrees to work, right? So, you know, as an example, and I'm not saying use this, but Roundup, right? That one right there, for anybody who's using it, has to be 65 degrees or warmer for it to actually work. So right now, it's not going to work. It's not going to do anything for you. But that's the same thing with any other product other than the product Weed Beater Ultra. Right, so Weed Beater Ultra is the one product out there that can be used when the temperatures are 45 degrees or higher to kill things like clover, oxalis, henbit, you know, bittercrust, those types of weeds. So keep an eye out for temperatures because it's not just the time to put it down. You can put it down when the temperatures are right. We're getting there. We're almost there. We're not far, but we're getting there. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're, second hour in. We've definitely are available for any questions that you have. So let us know, and we'll be here. We'll be here till 10 o'clock. Sun will be popping up. We'll be able to enjoy the day. It'll be a little bit chillier today than yesterday, but still going to be nice later on. So hopefully you get to go out and enjoy it, start getting there. We're so close. It's so hard this time of year because we're so close to be able to do a lot of those projects outside and we just can't, you know. I'd say this might be the time for you to get your mower tuned up, get your weed whacker, your chainsaw. That's what I was looking for. I apologize. You know, get those things ready for the season. You know, you might be thinking of all these projects that you got, but make sure you're ready for it. You know, I'm going to have to get some of these things done. I have a couple, you know, projects I want to do, and I know I got to get my chainsaw just looked at, get it taken up, see what I can do. Because, you know, I cut down a bunch of trees, but a lot of it was big parts of it and just left it kind of in a pile. One of my goals this year is cut it up, make it into smaller pieces, use some of it for a fire pit, right? Clean that area up, get rid of the branches, and maybe rent a chipper at some point, right? Have a nice clean area. Clean the whole back. Those types of things. know, those are the projects I'm thinking about doing and saying, all right, what are we going to, when can we do it? I could probably do a lot of it now, but still a little bit, not there yet. Still a little bit cold for me to get out there and do all those things. I'll start sweating in 5 seconds and want to take the sweatshirt off and not be able to. But anyways, start thinking about the projects that you want to do, planning them out, and get them ready for what you're looking to do. Because that's what I'm trying to get done, is say, all right, these are the projects. You know, we're looking to put some loom down in the yard. My wife and I are saying, all right, you know, I could get a giant pile. Or I could do it systematically and pick areas first and then do it at different times, right? So that it's not too much of a undertaking. Maybe that's something you need to think about doing too, because that's what we're going to do. I have way too much of an area to put down. I probably have to put down close to 30 to 40 yards of loom just to get the nice area leveled. Can't do that all at once. Your pile is going to sit there and create, you know, just a giant pile where the kids are going to play. So look at the projects and say, yeah, I'm going to break it down. I'm going to do this amount, then this amount, then this amount. So those are some things you could be thinking about right now. Now we're going to take a break. If you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. Can you tell me, can an oxalis plant be put outside? Planted in the ground.
So it can be, but I wouldn't put it out just yet.
No. When can I do it?
So I would say once the soil temperatures warm up and once the temperatures in general are like 55 plus, that way it's you know, getting used to the temperatures and it's not too bad. What I would also look at doing is slowly bringing it outdoors instead of just bringing it right outside so it gets ready. So what you would do, right, you would bring it out during the day, and at night when it gets colder, that's when you would bring it indoors so that it's not like getting hit by frost. It's not getting, you know, just burning some of the foliage, that type of thing. So you're slowly going to bring it out. And I would say, you know, in the next, you know, 10, 14 days, as the temperatures are warming up, you can start bringing it out during the day, and at night, you know, bringing it in and slowly saying, you know, bring it out to like 5 one day, the next day 6, right? So that it's slowly getting later in the day, longer term. And then once, you know, the temperatures start to be all right, you can leave it out overnight and then plant it.
In the winter, I have to bring it in, right?
Yeah, well, not necessarily, right? You know, you could, some of it you might actually just be able to leave out there, but, you know, you do a little bit of protection with it. You know, take some straw, some salt marsh hay, some mulch, whatnot, to cover it if you're looking to keep it confined in that one area and keep it going. But some of them, you know, you could take in You just have to get a big enough pot, etc.
Oh, all right. Oh, I can't plant it in the ground, though, in the winter.
I mean, you could. Like I said, you definitely could. You just need to take care of it by putting something over the top of it, like it would be a tender perennial, right? So we're looking at, extra mulch around it or that type of thing. A lot of them will even go dormant because if you think about it in the grass, right? So an oxalis in the grass, sometimes that it will just go dormant for the winter and come back the next season without a problem. This is one that you want to make sure comes back and does well. So that's why I'm saying protect it a little bit by, adding something over it to keep it safe and to make sure it does come back for you.
Hey, thank you and congratulations on your new baby.
Well, thank
you.
Yes, I definitely am.
Yes, thank
you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're about halfway through hour number two. We'll definitely be here for another 2.5 hours to answer your questions. It's that time of year. Spring has sprung. We're getting close to being able to do everything outside. It's just so close. This time of year, it's just like the waiting game, right? It's no fun to sit here and wait. So hopefully it comes sooner rather than later, and we'll be able to get outside, get those projects done. You can definitely start planting some of the shrubs and trees that you're finding at your nursery or garden center. Make sure you're using some sort of a planting mix to help add nutrients to the soil when you're planting, right? Do something to make sure that the root system is taken care of, to do something to make sure that the plant will be successful. So, just something to think about. We have more to discuss as the show goes on, but if you have questions, you can call us. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from bio-advanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update. At least 22 killed and dozens hospitalized after violent storms and large tornadoes tore through the South and Midwest. NCAA championship games are set.
San Diego State is extending its Cinderella run with a shot at the title. Lamont Butler sank a jumper at the buzzer, lifting the Aztecs past Florida Atlantic 72-71. UConn is seeking its fifth championship after defeating Miami 72-59. The Huskies and San Diego State will play for the title on Monday night. I'm Jerry Varmash.
LSU will take on Iowa for the women's basketball title after both teams advanced Friday. The other game saw Iowa's Caitlin Clark continue her incredible postseason, scoring 41 points to hand defending national champion South Carolina their first loss of the season. I'm Karen Sloan.
Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And hopefully you get to enjoy your day today. It's going to be pretty good. Let's get right into the calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Diane's in Oxford.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a number of outdoor flower containers that I take care of throughout the summer, plant flowers in. Last year, in about July, they all got infected with what I believe was white fly.
Okay.
And I used some neem oil on them, and I got rid of the flies. Of course, they killed a lot of the flowers in the containers. But my question is, all of that soil is still in the containers. Do you think that the white fly is going to survive through the winter? Like, will I have to take all that soil out? Or do you think that I'll be okay to replant and not have to worry about the flies again this year?
Well, you should be okay to use that same soil.
Okay.
I would just look at using like a pre-treat, right? Just trying to see mm-hmm. what you can do to make sure it's taken care of. You in Oxford, Mass?
Uxbridge,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So you'd have to look at something more of a, you know, spray. Like the neem oil would work early. There's not a lot of systemics available right now to prevent the white fly from coming. Mm-hmm. The ones that we did have are now restricted in the state of Massachusetts.
Okay.
So we used to be able to use what they called systemic houseplant or systemic from Bonide. We just can't do it any longer, unfortunately. It included imidacloprid. Imidacloprid is no longer able to be used.
Okay.
That being said, you know, what I would look at doing is maybe adding a little bit of soil to the soil that's there, not removing everything. If you killed a lot of the white fly as it was and continue to do it multiple times, you should be fine. I think just adding a little bit of soil anyways is just going to help get it enriched for the season. So it's not just the same soil as was there last year, right? So just adding maybe, you know, what are you going to plant there? Just the, you said flowers, right?
Yeah, they're, I usually plant those via Diplodenia, you know, those
the Diplodemia, plants. Yep.
And then last year I did Calibrochoa. That's what all got killed by the white fly. That really got killed. I had to take all that out. The Rios seem to last throughout the year after I sprayed them, so those did okay. And I usually do always add soil. These are for the town, like the town pots, like on the island.
Okay.
I take care of those. So I didn't want to have to dump all that soil out and start all over again.
No, I definitely wouldn't.
Okay, good. I usually do add something like a Miracle-Gro soil or something that has a little fertilizer in it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah, so just definitely get ahead of it when it comes to spraying. So, you know, do you remember about the time last year when it kind of hit?
I think it was around July, like the beginning of July.
So what I want you to start looking at is the beginning of June, saying, all right, I know that in July it kind of went a little crazy and the white flies went all over the place. I'm going to get ahead of it, get anything that might be forming on there, and spray ahead of time. And that's when you can use the neem oil. You can spray it a couple times before July hits, just as a preventative.
Okay.
But I really don't think there's going to be, you know, issues with it. They do overwinter, but if you took care of a lot of it and removed the plants and took the, you know, where it started, you should be good.
Okay, good.
You know, I would use something as a preventative just to be safe with it.
Okay, good.
Now, if, you know, I know it's, so there's multiple options here. So obviously we can use the neem oil, but, you know, there is products out there like the product 8, right? 8 is a synthetic, so it is a chemical, so it lasts longer. I know it's in town, so it's not, you know, it really going to be up to you and what you want to do. But so if you can't get to it all the time, I would just say 8 might be a good way to spray ahead of time and let it sit for, because it'll last 4 to 6 weeks as a preventative. So just a thought, okay?
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right, Diane. Have a great one.
Thank you very much, Pat. Okay, Patrick. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's, you know, it's kind of windy out there. I noticed it last night as well, feeling some of that. You know, today is going to be in the 40s. Week is going to warm up, but we're going to get a good amount of rain during this week. So keep it in mind as you plan out your projects. But when I look at the long-term forecast, after Thursday, it's looking like consistently in the 50s going forward. Who knows, though? Weather changes way too much. But, you know, It's going to be nice to have some of the more consistent temperatures, which will allow us to do more of these projects, because you're going to be able to leave stuff out. You're not going to have to think that it's going to freeze or something like that, right? We're getting there. We're on our way. So if you have questions, call us. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time. Yeah, it's just me on the call today, on the radio today. No guests, so we have extra time to be answering your questions. So definitely feel free to call us. Getting a lot of people emailing, looking to sign up for the newsletter, trying to get you guys settled in there, get set up. So, you know, take a look at that as well on our website at paulparent.com. Lots of good information as the season hits. We have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Paul is in Milford.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for calling. How can we help you today?
The question I had is, I'm wondering what I can do ahead of rototilling for my garden. I have about a plot that's maybe 40 by 40, and I'm thinking about putting down garden lime and maybe some fertilizer and some mulch ahead of the tilling. What's your thoughts on that? When should I be thinking about doing that?
So you could definitely be putting down, like, the mulch or the compost at this point without a problem. Oh. Right.
Okay.
That would be something that a lot of garden centers or areas are starting to sell, right? So if you need to order it, you can get it now. I'd put that right over the top of everything. You could put down some of that lime and fertilizer, like a Garden Tone or one of those. Those are the ones that you could be putting down. And you could probably, to be honest, start to till it in the next 10 days or so.
Okay.
Okay. I wouldn't say, you know, earlier than that. You know, just kind of see the temperatures. So one of the things, too, you know, it's looking like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in the New England area is a bunch of rain coming. I'd say maybe after that is when I would do all of it.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much for taking the call.
No problem, Paul. You enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. You too.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And if you're looking to get the garden ready, you know, you can be adding that compost right now, throwing it over the top, continuing on get the things ready so when it is time to till, when it is time to start planting, you're ready to go, right? So this is a good time to do it. A lot of garden centers are bringing the material in store, right? They have it ready for you, and it's time to bring it in. Get it while they don't have tons of deliveries. Right? When they have tons of deliveries, it could take a week, 10 days to get to you. Let's order it now. Right? Let's get it ready to be ready for that season ahead of time. I talk about this, you know, pretty much every season and say, hey, get ahead of the season so you can enjoy your time. Well, this is a time frame, right? End of this week's going to be nice and cool, but to us, it's almost like it's nice and warm, right? Because of the fact that we've had such cold weather here and there. That being said, just go out and get it done. Order it up. Call your local garden center while they're not crazy busy so that you can have it and be ready. And then you don't have to worry about waiting. It's a good time to do it. Anyways. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. The other things you can be doing, you probably heard me already saying it, get your machinery taken care of, such as your mower, right? This would be a good time to make sure that your mower blades are sharp enough. Because when they are not sharp and they have issues on the sides where they kind of just rip at blades, they are actually going to do more damage to your lawn than good. Now, you know, a lot of people out there spend tons of time on their lawn and gardening. Well, I'd hate for you to spend all that time and then use a mower with issues on the blades and then ruin the lawn. It is so important to just make sure that, you know, you either replace the blades every once in a while, or sharpen the blades, clean the blades, make sure not all of the debris is still under the mower. That could be holding some pathogens, diseases, those types of things. Making sure the underside is just nice and clean when you go to start that mower. Making sure you're not cutting all the way to the ground that first cut. Making sure that, you know, you do the right thing at the beginning to be successful throughout the season. Because it starts now. When you're first starting to get your lawn ready for the season, those things that you do first can affect the rest of the season. If you have some questions, call us. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bay Advance is a company that rocks your tree and shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the products directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Frank's in Centerville.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thank you. I'm following up on a call I made in October.
Okay.
I called for some advice on planting some bulbs.
Okay.
Some daffodils. And I want to thank you. They have absolutely exploded this week. They're
perfect.
All up. They haven't blossomed yet, but they look great. So going forward, for the rest of the season, they're going to blossom soon. I think they're going to get enough natural rain this week. But do you give me any tips on how often I should water them during the season? After they're done blossoming, do I cut them low or can I just let them wither into the ground, whatever's best?
So,
and how should I prepare them for the off season?
Okay. So a couple things to do. For watering during the season, I think right now, for the next, for a good amount of time, the ground is pretty saturated. So you might be okay. Just keep an eye on it, every couple, few days to see if it's okay or not. I wouldn't go look at it and say, I gotta water every day right now, or even the next couple weeks. Now, when the bulbs are done blooming and start to show, their yellow leaves, and they start to die back, that would be the time when I would say, let's cut them back, right?
Okay.
I wouldn't look at saying cut it back any earlier. Let it kind of do its thing. What happens with bulbs is, when they're dying back, they're trying to put the energy back into the soil for themselves so that they can, be successful and grow another season, right? And so if we cut them preemptively, they might not have been able to put all that energy back where it needs to be, right? And so that's what we're looking to do. So wait until they kind of start, you know, fading. And then at that point, that's when you're gonna really cut them back. You don't want right to the ground. You don't want to do it any earlier. The earlier you could do long-term damage, because a lot of these bulbs will come back the following season, right? It's not just a one-and-done type thing. So I would also look at in the next, like, 10 days, maybe look at putting some of that bulb tone down.
Okay.
Just to add to it, to get into the soil so that it will help give more nutrients for the long term of it. And not just now. We're not looking for just now. We're looking what else we can do for the season, you know, for future. So putting that in is going to help it with this season, but it's also going to help it for next season as well. Because they're going to store that energy in the bulb. And then at the end of the season, what I would do is just in those areas, knowing that the bulbs are going to be there, add an extra layer of mulch or salt marsh hay or leaves or something, knowing that I want to protect them so they definitely do come back. They're not just a one-and-done type.
Okay.
And, you know, putting that on there is going to help the long term of it, too. You're going to end up needing to do that for a few years. The thing is, you know, they're almost considered an annual, right? A lot of people do consider bulbs annuals because they just rip them out and start fresh each year. But that's not necessarily the way you need to go. And so,
no, I mean, I know my grandfather's had daffodils out there for decades.
Exactly.
They grew out there. They come back every week. You know that. I mean, you see.
Yeah, it just takes a little bit.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure, you know, you get them established to get to that level. And that's why I'm saying for a couple seasons, you might need to protect them a little extra so that they are successful for the long term.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Sounds good, Frank. I'm glad you were successful with these, and let's continue that success going forward.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Back in a few.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.